Quickly, we read this yesterday. We'll go quickly through it. Yesh avelus b'shabbos. Is there avelus in Shabbos? Ain avelus b'shabbos. So there isn't avelus in Shabbos, at least discreetly. Amalei ain avelus b'shabbos. There isn't. Yasvi rabbanu came out of Papa. They sat there. Kamer mashmei de Shmuel. Said name Shmuel. Avul sheshimish mitosiv me'avelus chayim misif. An avul had relations with his wife during the avelus. Terrible thing. Chayiv misif, because things are discreet. You should keep observe. Amalei la Papa also. What do you mean? Itmar. It says only also, not chayiv misif. If you heard, and it also is Rabbi Yechon, not Shmuel. And if you did hear anything named Shmuel, this is what he said. An oval, let it here grow. And didn't rent his clothes. Chayiv misa. Then he's chayiv misa. It says by Aaron, don't let your hair grow. Don't tear your clothes because you shouldn't die. Everyone else should let the hair grow and should get rid of the clothes that they do. If they don't do that, they'll die. You heard the no, wait for you. We're just chazara.
And I should even doubt.
You're not allowed to be tashmi me'avela. You're ma'ase be'achashim mitosim me'avela. V'sham tochdin giyosin. Chazara came and ate up his body. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Now we're up to you. Yehuda. Chav dalar amar alav. 15 lines into the Gemara. Amar Shmuel says Shmuel, the following three pachas, we'll soon see what they stand for, is chayva on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do them. But neser, the Rosh Tevis of neser, we'll soon see, is only reshus. It's optional whether you do them on Shabbos or not. What in the world are we talking about? Priyas harosh, payas, priyas harosh. Uncovering your head. Remember, they wrapped around their heads, like Yishmaelim, down to their chins. To remove that on Shabbos is mandatory. If you walk around with it totally like that, you look like a novel. That's pay. Ches is chazoras. Kerelachel on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear the clothing that you have. That you did kriya. What have you have no other clothing? You must turn it around to the back. Chazoras kerelachel is number two,
which is also Shabbos.
Which is if you otherwise no. That's what you should do. But not doing it, but leaving it in front is people should see kriya. That's avelus. You're not allowed to. Zion is kifas amita to leave the bed up. To turn the bed over is no good. You have to make it upstanding on Shabbos. These are all chayva. What's optional? Ne'ila sandal. Wearing shoes is optional. Why is wearing shoes optional? Because a lot of people don't wear shoes at home. A lot of people, Japanese, don't wear shoes at home. And Hawaiians don't wear shoes at home. They don't wear anything. They walk around with socks at home. So therefore, not wearing shoes doesn't in any way indicate exactly an oval. Another thing is tashmish amita. According to this, tashmish amita is optional. And the rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvis. And to wash your hands and face with hot water, how can you do it on Shabbos? It was already boiled before Shabbos. Then you're allowed to do reshus. These are all options. But Rav Amar Rav says, Av priyas reshus ashus. I hold that even what? Even removing that turban around your head is also only optional. What do you mean? So Gemara explains, Umayish u'shmul. And what's the Rav's reason? Many people walk around with that wrapping around the head, even on Shabbos, even the non-oval. Doesn't necessarily indicate that you're an oval by wearing this atifas yishmeilim. So what's going on here? Shmuel, Maishna, why is it that Shmuel agrees that ni'ilah sandal wearing, not wearing shoes on Shabbos doesn't never necessarily prove you're an oval? Because there are many who don't wear shoes. Not everyone has a custom to sign. Miss and I, they don't wear shoes at home. Nu priyas harosh nami. Removing the thing as well. Why is that so important? Everyone walks around without the turban on the head. Says the Gemara Shmuel Taime. There's a big argument about Shmuel. What's an atifas yishmeilim? According to Rab, atifas yishmeilim is anything you wrap around, just even your eyes, even though you don't cover the rest of your face, it's also called an atifas yishmeilim. And there are many people who walk around that way, even the non-novel. So therefore, Rav says, you can walk around that way in Shabbos, it makes no difference. But Shmuel holds that tifid Shmeilim, the dafka goes all the way down to your chin. No, go down, exactly. You wear it in a certain level, nobody else wears it. So if you walk around that like that on Shabbos, it's obvious you're a novel. Shmuel, it's Tameh Dama Shmuel, Kol Kera Sheinah Kishas Chimum, two rules he says. Number one is, if you write tear kriya, when you're not passionate and excited, in other words, when you heard about it, it's not really a kriya. And the atifas she'ena ka atifas yishmeilim ain't atifas. You don't do a proper atifas, nothing. Machved Rabbi Gamliel, Nachman showed at guvida dikta to the bottom of his bed under his mouth. Rashi in ilas a sandal love kliyam. Not everybody Simon. Sorry, Rashi, please Rashi. Shemigal love Rashi for Shabbos. He reveals his head on Shabbos. Ve'ena misatu doesn't wrap around the chazoras kedel lachayda. When he takes the kli, he must turn it around. Ve'zekifas hamita chayva b'Shabbos. They're all mandatory. Otherwise, it looks like you're doing avelis. Nilas a sandal. Lav kuliyama simas anevish and everyone wears shoes and shabbat le mucha dovel. Doesn't she appear that he's an oval? Like kuliyama megalish and everyone reveals the head. The shabbat. But afa pishem is ativ le mechzik. Oh, it's looking oval. B'shas chimum, b'shas hascholos, hatzar, b'shas mitzvah. When you're passionate, you heard the news. Cholat tifa she'ini katish meilim. Hilchot keeping the cholim eshvur all week. Shehu avul misativ kishmeilim. He wraps all the way down to his chin. Im einun neitelus b'shabbat. Doesn't remove on a Shabbos. Nidus avias kinoy avelus. He's doing avelus. The kuliyam lo nigi b'tif is well avelim. But the only ones who have this kind of a tifa avelim mech ve'rabin gamliel rab nachman tifa shmeilim guvi dik in the bottom of his beard gumay shebelechi the indent in his chin lematim epi below his mouth. It's not talking about Elisha Ein Loi Menali, but Agulim doesn't have any. When do we say that Atif Ishmael is a problem according to Shmuel if you're not wearing shoes? Abul Yeshli Menali, but if he's wearing shoes, everybody sees the shoes. Everybody knows he's not a novel. Because a novel is not allowed to wear shoes. So if he's wearing shoes, then it doesn't matter if he's wearing Atif Ishmael. Menali, Mechichin, all of his shoes are demonstrating. Rashi. Elisha Menali, but Agulim. Abul Yeshli Menali, but Menali, Mechichin, it's all right. The ainu oval is not an oval. Aval legalois roishay ainu doesn't remove the cover. Im bolis ativ betzina. If he wants to wrap himself up at home, I feel the katif is shmeilim. Ain bekakul doesn't matter because you're wearing shoes. Right? You just said kolkeda she ainu b'shas chimum any kriya. That didn't happen at the time when you heard the news when you're all very excitable or emotional. Ainu keda is not yaitz a keda. I b'homer the Shmuel once told Shmuel noch nafshe the Rav, your friend Rav, your colleague Rav passed away. Kore alei treisa mani. He tore kriya on 12 different shirts. In other words, every time he changed shirts during the shiva, he tore it again. And the second time, third time, he was no longer passionate. Omar, he said, Ozl Gavra, a person left this world to have him mistafim. I was scared of. So Rav obviously passed away before Shmuel. Omalei le Rabbi Yechon told Rabbi Yechon noch nafshib chaniyim chinyim passed away. Kore alei treisa at islei milsa. He tore 13 different shirts. Amar Ozl Gavra de Havim Samina. A man departed this world that he used to be scared of, intimidated by him. Such a big Talmud Chacham. Now the second or third time you're tearing is not Shas Chimum. And says the Gemara shiny Rabban. Rabban are different. When a rabbi passes away, the Kiva and the Chol Shaita Mitkirish Matayu. Every time you think about the rabbi, you remember another Gemara, another pilpul, another sugi you learn from him, is kishas chimdami. You get all excited, all emotional, all over again, so therefore you're allowed to rip it. Tais has already asked that we learned before that if you didn't have a shirt at the time of Shiva, you had a shirt during Shiva or even after Shiva, you still rip it. But it's not shas chim anymore.
That shows you that every single day Shmuel thought about Rav.
Yeah, for sure. What's Rav going to say about this?
Hagam that he was his bar pluta, but every day he was on his mind.
For sure. So Tezik gets two opposite answers. One answer is, when do we say that you're allowed, if you already ripped it once before, if you already did your yaitze clear before, and then you rip it again, that's all right. Because you already did clear once, you're already in an emotional state, so you can rip as many. New shirts, you can keep on ripping. But you know the frame of mind that you were at when you ripped it because you were very emotional then. And every time you think about it, you go through that same state.
The original one.
Exactly. But says Tesis, if you never ripped it before, and then 4 days later you have a shirt, then how can you rip it? How can you rip it? That's one answer. Another answer is that's the opposite. If you'd never ripped it before, so the very first time you're ripping it, no matter what, how many days later it is, it's very emotional. If you ripped it once before, then you're no longer emotional about it. Okay, back to Gemara. Rabin, the son of Adad, your student of Amram, Tanya, learned the Braise, Oval, Kol, Shivan, Oval, all 7 days, Koreyu, Lefonov. You have to have the Kriya right in front of him. Imbola Hachli, bless you, he wants to change shirts. Machli, if he changes shirts, Vikoreya, he rips it again. The Shabbos, on Shabbos, what do you do with the Kriya? If you can afford a new shirt, fine. If you can't, make sure the Kriya is in the back. If you get put a new shirt on Shabbos, change it. Clear that what, the second, third, fourth shirt you rip, even though it's an ordinary person there, and even though it's not Shas Chimum. Says the Gemara, Kitanya, that's talking about the covered of Ima. That's different. Covered of your parents. The covered of your parents, no matter how many times you rip it, you're always emotional, and therefore you rip it again. Rashi, Machreya, Ava Bishayin, Shas Chimum, Kavidavi, Shani, Ava Lakuli, Alma Enkere, Ela Bishas Chimum, only when you're emotional. Said he invited with Chabdal and Rala about 10 lines in the bottom. Said he invited Oysan Kroyin. The second Kriya you do, Miss Achina Amos Achim. We said before that the Kriya of your parents, you're not allowed to sow ever again. What about the second, the third, and the fourth shirt? You rip it every time a new Kriya. Can you mend those or not? Pligibo. But you have a lot of shirts. Every day you change your shirt, you're hot. And you have to do a new Kriya on the second, third, fourth, fifth day. Can you mend those shirts? The first shirt we said you cannot mend for your parents.
No, but he said never mend it again.
For your parents, you can never mend it again.
Never mend it again. That means if you don't want to wear it, you chuck it in the bin.
Yeah, no choice, yeah. And you don't want to wear Kriya shirts afterwards, yeah. So the second, third, can you mend them or not? Pligi Bar, there's an argument between Avur de Rab Oishia and Bar Kapora. The father of Oishia and Bar Kapora have an argument. Chadom, one of them said, Eim is Achin, just like the original, you're not allowed to mend, nor can you mend these. But Chadom, Miss Achin, the original one you can't mend, but these you could mend, because it doesn't have the same emotional, doesn't have the mitzvah of Kriya. Yeah. Just Daim, let's conclude, the Avur de Rab Oishia, I can only conclude that the father of Rab Oishia is the one who says, Eim Achin, not allowed to mend. Why? The Amr Rabbi Yishev said, "Ein misachin." He said, "You don't mend." Rabbi Yishev himself said, "You're not allowed to mend." Now, who do you think he heard it from? Probably from his father. So obviously, his father told, "You're not allowed to mend." Meman Shmila, Lab Mavu, his father. No, me bar kapora Rabbi. Heard it from his Rebbe. His Rebbe was bar kapora. Shmila heard it. Interesting. So the discussion about it is: if your father and your Rebbe have an argument, do we naturally think assume that you're going to take your father's side? Because this guy took his Rebbe's side. So are you allowed to take your Rebbe's side?
Yeah, of course.
No, you don't have to take it aside. Especially if his father is a Hamachachim, his father is a Rebbe and his father.
Rambam Paskins Lahaloch has so many in Yonim that you have to be first to your Rebbe and then
to your father. But if your father is your Rebbe, but if your father is your Rebbe, then he has both men. Yeah, then he takes precedence. Anyway, that's the discussion the Gemara here. Basically, first Gemara assumed he follows father. No, follows Rebbe.
Ari Miklok, huh? The Rebbe goes
first. If Avedas Rabbi, if Avedas Ovid, you have enough money to. You have two Avedas, you can only bring back one. Which one should you save? Father or your Rebbe's?
Pidyon
Shruim, who should you save? Father or your Rebbe? Okay. Rashi, Man Shmila, Rabbi Isha, Hadome, Masachin, or Men, Shmame, no Kahidome, Masachin, Abu, Father of Isha. Within his house on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk around with a shirt that has a rip. Usually, Unkli means socks. Long johns. Here means a shirt. Rashi says, Unkele choluk shekoyre, the ripped shirt. On Shabbos, you could walk in your house with it. Because things betzina, you're allowed to have avelus. Mutter linek avelus b'Shabbos. Says, Rabbi Ashkar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Yosef, the potus le sudra reisha, he put on a hat on his head, as if because he's an oval, but he walked around his house. There used to be a minig, even though you don't do a tefillah shemayelim in Ashkenaz countries, they used to wear the hat down over their eyes. A whole year, they wear the hat above their eyes, but on the avelus, they would pull it over to maybe very, very close to their eyes. And that was their tefillah shemayelim.
That makes you have to look down.
That's the idea, exactly. Abaye once found Rabbi Yosef the potter's le suda that he wore a hat, but Ozil Vosif was walking around his house. Amale, he said to his Rebbe, Lav Sovel Amat, ain't not Velas B'Shabbos, even though we had an opinion before that you're allowed to walk around. That the Rebbe says you're allowed to walk around in your house like looking like an oval, right, with a tip ripped shirt. Abaye disagrees. Rabbi Yosef, in your house, you're not walking around looking like an oval either. Amale, Hoch Rabbi Yechen, Dvashin, Noyeg. But sin of things in your house that nobody else sees, you're allowed to do whatever you want. You're allowed to do things in your house, but sin. So on Shabbos, even though the Gemara says over here, so the Gemara concludes here, Rabbi Yechonah argues with everything we learned before. Before we learned that certain things on Shabbos you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is optional. He says nothing, you're not allowed to do anything but for Hesi on Shabbos. Nothing but sin, everything but sin you have to do. So Tashmi Shamita is not optional not to do. It's usher, because that's sin. Anything which is but sin. Anyway, just in there, you have to still keep avelus. So the machlek is if an ovel is allowed to learn Torah at home and that kind of stuff. Second, but right, even though because it's in there, you have to keep avelus. And he walked around with a shirt of kriya, and Rabbi Yosef walked around with a hat. Rabbi Lezer and Mishachar Beis said Shabbos was like Shabbos. Now we learn a new din. We learned before that if shiva is intersected by yamtiv, it cancels the shiva. If you already started counting the Shleishim, it's intersected by Yom Tov, it cancels the Shleishim. And we learned before that if, let's say, you have Shiva and then Yom Kippur comes along. So if you have 2 days before Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur cancels the Shiva and then Sukkot cancels the Shlesh. What about if you're if you didn't have 7 days? If you didn't have, let's say, 2 days before Sukkot, you sat Shiva. So comes Sukkot, it cancels the Shiva. What does it do?
Don't you have to have first three? Or like
no, we pass in Shoyachas. Three. Most of the Gemara said three, but we pass in even 1 hour. What about the Shleshim? Yeah, sorry?
I was going to say, if you held that you have to have 3 days, then you have to start the whole Shiva after Yom Tov. According to that.
Yeah, exactly. So what about the Shleshim itself? Okay, so it canceled the Shiva. How does the Shleshim work? So you count Shleshim from the day of the Levaya, so you have 30 days. How does the Shleshim work? Okay, cancel Shiva. The 1 day of Shiva became 1 day. So what happens? So we're going to learn. Shiva is as if 7 days went by. Then now that's Yom Tov. Yom Tov itself is another 7 days. So it's like 14 days went by, and you only have to count 16 days of Shleshim. That's how it works. So, you want to explain that?
So Shleshim starts from Petit or from Levaya?
Shleshim starts from the Kura. Amar Rav Gidl b'Amar Hashem Shmuel, unless it's more than 3 days after the Petita, then you go back to Petita.
So in those cases, when they would send the Nifta to Yisrael, it would take a week. So they start counting from
that.
That's what we had a couple of days ago.
Yep. Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, halacha Gamliel. That Shvu is, even though it's only 1 day, is considered like 7 days. V'ikid Amash l'hod Rav Gidl b'Amar Hashem aho. Others say that when you said Lachar Gamliel, it's in the following din. Kol Lamed Yom, if a chas v'shalom, a baby passes away before 30 days old, it's not called a bar kayama. Therefore, tinug yoytze b'chek, you don't put it in a coffin, you carry it in your arms. The nikva, you can bury, you don't need a minion. Isha achaz v'shnei noshim, one woman, two men can bury him. Avaloi b'ish echid, we don't want one man and two women because things can happen at the Lava, as a basic word. Rashi, call him Yemechek, Ben Lama Yemechi, Bechek in hand, Lebe, the quarter lay bar, not an ordin. I believe he's Yachach, a Miss Yacht in
Misha. Didn't we just have 2 days ago the Inya that by a Levi, you don't have a Yetzer Hara for these in Yarim before?
We heard that he got engaged at the Levi.
Yeah. That's not playing around.
Yetzer Hara, that was because he had Shasat Chak, he had children to look after. That's not
my time to go. Abba Shol disagrees. He says Abbi ish echad v'shtei nashim, even one man and two women is also a problem in the funeral. Yeah. Abba Shol says that Levaya people don't have the Yetzer Hara, so therefore one man and two women can also go because they're very distraught. A baby passed away, then they have other things on their mind. And yet the Gemara and Sukkah we had, you still need a mechitza there. You need the men and women separate. Kol shkev kol chaymer in a normal case, in a shul, whatever it is, you need a mechitza.
Yeah, the first Tosfos was here, he says that.
Yeah. Ain't no labich aveilim. For a little baby under 3 days old, you don't do birchas aveilim, the special bracha you give to aveilim. And betanchumi aveilim, nor the tanchumi, you don't do that either. Ben shleishi, once a ben kayama, 3 days old, you eat a bidluskma, you put him in a box, not a normal coffin box. If you don't, loid luskma, honey, tell us bekosif. You don't do a little box that you can put on your shoulder because it's a tiny little baby. Allah hani telbak fine. It has to be bakavadik. It has to be a big coffin that you need two people to hold it by the handles. But oim di mala bashura. Once 3 days old, ben kayama, you make a rose. But oim di mala bichas aveilim v'tanchumi aveilim. Okay. Then you'd be chayidu yaisi mitta. The next step up is a bed. Because they're not just on shalayim till today. They bury them on a bed. You don't put in a coffin. Sorry?
It's like a stretcher.
You know, they just put it straight on the grid.
No, but they carry them on
the street. Yeah, they carry them, yeah. Now, but Kiva says, not a question of a year old. It depends. Who bench is a year old? But they vod of Kibbenstein, it has to look like a... It has to be recognizable. There's a lot of people, you know, people got to know the baby. It's a big kid. Or you Benstein, 2 years old, or he's a little kid, but he's 2 years old. Yaitzib emitter, then you put him on the bed. Because more people are distraught. Shimon Lazarim and I, Yaitzib emitter, anyone who puts on the bed that's more distraught, Rabbi Matzivim Allah, then everybody is distraught about it. Ain't a Yaitzib emitter, ain't a Rabbi Matzivim. Then people are not so distraught. Rabbi Lazarim, Zayu, I'm a Nikil Rabbi. People knew this kid. Rabbi Miss Askim. There are many people that probably should come to Levaya. Ain't a Nikil Rabbi. If it's not somebody that he'll stay home all the time, then ain't Rabbi Miss Askim. What about the eulogy? If they're poor people that have no money, what's the biggest nachas that poor people have in life? Children. So bnei shalosh, a kid is 3 years old, you already have to make a hesped. Ashirim, my wealthy people that have their money, that's sort of a consolation for them. Then bnei chamish, only kids older, 5 years old, do they feel the loss? Rabbi Yehuda says in the name, aniim, poor people, bnei chamish, 5 years old. Ashirim bnei sheish. I agree that poor people miss it more than the rich people, but starting from five. Under five, there's nothing there.
Why are they mishayer these particular assessments? Also?
You can see the behavior and people get to know the kid. And the older the kid, the more distraught the parents are. Uvenes kenim, and older people older people who didn't have any children until they were older. Then kibnaniim, for them the love of the child is a lot more than just an ordinary person, and therefore for them they're like aniim, 3 years old or 5 years old, you do a hesped. Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, which is 5 and 6. Rashi, the luskma oren. You don't have to make a row because you're chayzev as quarters. You don't have to. When they go to return from the base of kvaras, even loop the oven, sure to make a row. Used to be that the oven used to stand in one place, and everybody used to walk by the oven and say, that's what we do today, that the oven walks between the lines. We'll talk about it later. In Ksubis. Yeah. In the street, not a box that you place on your shoulder, but one person, but backfiring the handle. Shnei adam that are covered. Big kid. They feel the pain. He's to leave the house. My hesped, kami a godless mitzvah hesped. When is a mitzvah to make a hesped? Ani im bnei shalosh l'vishah oni mitzvah al bonav yoytzim in osher. Poor person misses his children more than a rich person. Vishah ein le simcha cheder. What else does he have in life? Not his children. Okay, right. The mother, daughter, shrab anoni bar sasin apischa de bein esi. He was dashing on the doorway of the house and nasi. Yom echad lipnei atzedes. If a person sits shiva one day before shavuos, so that's already considered 7. And atzedes shavuos is another 7. Hadi karabo also they have 14 days. If you have 14 days, that leaves you what? 16 days for Shleishim. The Shulchanot Paskins, today we have a Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. That's counted as another day. So it's now you have 15 days, and all you need is 15 days. Shomer Aviv Ikpid, he was very upset. Why was he upset? Not for what you said, but you didn't say it in the right name. Because when you say something, you have to say something in the original person's name. Otu Didei, he's saying halacha if it's his own. That Rabbi Lozer, it's actually Rabbi Lozer's name, Rabbi Ishi. What are you saying? Take credit for it. Another story, similar. Dodesh Rabbi Yochanan Avcha, Rabbi Yochanan Avcha, there was a chav dal on the base, about 12 lines on the bottom. Dodesh Rabbi Yochanan Avcha, Akilas Golus. Rabbi Yochanan Avcha once dashed on the entrance of the house of the Golus, the head of the Golus. Yoim Echad Lifnei Atzeres, one day before Shavuos, and Atzeres, and so one day before Shavuos is like the total shiva because Shavuos canceled it. Shavuos is like another 7 because you have 7 days to bring kabbonis. Hadikana was 14, and then one day of Chutz La'aretz is 15. And all you have is 15 or 16 days left. Shomer Rav Sheish, he was upset. All to the day, is it his vort? The Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rav Eishi. Now this is interesting, because Rabbi Lezer, never said anything about Avelis. What did he say? Omer Rav Lezer, Omer Rav Eishi. Minayin la tzedet she yesh le tashlumi kol shiva. Hayin le shvu, even though it's a one-day yamtiv, really have seven, it's a seven-day yamtiv. You can bring the kabbana for 7 days. She nema, says in the Pasuk, b'chag ha-matzah, z'chag ha-shvuos. So we say, Ma chag hamatzes yesh le tashlumi koshiv. Chag hamatzes, you have 7 days to make it up. Av chag hashvuos yesh le tashlumi koshiv. Shvuos also, you have 7 days to make it up. That's all he said. And then from that, we infer ourselves. You have shiva, so that, Yom Tov cancels it, and you have another 7 days out of the Yom Tov. So
He wasn't even talking about it.
And look at that. How careful you have to be in giving credit to someone else for part of what you said. Because what you said is based on what Rabbi Lozer Reisha said. They were talking together with Dodi Hidashin. Yoim Echad one day for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. If somebody says Avelis one day for Rosh Hashanah, so that's Rosh Hashanah cancels it, that's Shiva. And then Rosh Hashanah says 14. Am Ravin Hichli for Yoim Echad Lifnei Chag. One day, now this is very interesting. Tasis and all the Rishonim ask and Shulchan Aruch and the Achreinim. Why do you need to tell me one day before Rosh Hashanah you already have only 14 days gone? Or 15, second day of Shem. That leaves you 15 days. When we already learned before, come Yom Kippur cancels the balance. Remember, Rosh Hashanah cancels the Shiva, Yom Kippur cancels the Shleishim. There is no Shleishim anymore. If you did a full 7-day Shiva, and then you have one more day, and then you have a Yom Tov. The Yom Tov cancels the whole Shleishim. So why do you need to tell me there's 15 days left? There isn't, because when your kippah comes 9 days later, that's it. So it's shot. So one of the answers, Tesos in Mechadish, one answer that the Gemara is just telling you in theory. One answer in Mechadish is that when do we say that Yom Tov cancels, you had to observe a little bit of Shleishim. So here you have 7 days or 8 days of Shoshana Yom Kippur between, then it cancels. If you didn't have any days, if you didn't conduct it of any days of Shleishim at all, then the Shleishim would not cancel. That's why he's telling you the din here. It's just a theoretical din to teach you that if you didn't observe Shleishim whatsoever, the Shleishim would cancel. So, for example, a day before Sukkot, right? Shlomo says clearly, the day before Sukkot. So Sukkot comes to cancel Shiva. Then you have 7 days of Sukkot. One more day, it says 8 days. And then Tzitzis says 9 days. So 9 and 7 and 16, you have 14 left. So everybody asks, what about Shemini Atzeres? That's a separate Yom Tov. That should cancel the whole thing out. The answer, it does. You know why? Because you didn't observe anything about Shloshim. Whatever you can do in Shloshim, you can't do in Chol HaMoed. So where do we see here that you observe Shloshim? You can't take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. You can't wash your clothes on Chol HaMoed. So where do we see you observe Shloshim? There's nothing. So because you didn't observe Shloshim, we're not going to give Shemini Atzeres the credit of Shloshim to cancel what you're doing. Come to the Yudin says, it was based on that. What about if a guy who just came in from overseas, where you're allowed to take a haircut, that's Chol HaMoed, but he cannot take a haircut, Al Shloshim. Especially if he came, if you could have done the Yom Tov, if he didn't. So then, Hishmael says, would cancel Shloshim. Yeah, sorry?
Now, if someone was nifter on Yom Tov Rishon,
then nothing's cancelled at all.
So he has to start Shiva from after.
Except he personally starts after Sefer Teda, or the first day of Sefer Teda, except the first day of Shiva. But as far as others are concerned, they have to be Nicham Avelim. The Shiva started the first day of Yom Tov. So their 7 days is over.
Yom Tov is the Nicham Avelim, we said.
Well, for, as far as other people are going, as far as yourself.
Not the Avel himself.
Well, the Rabbim has to, yeah. The Rabbim.
But if he never had that 1 hour.
Doesn't matter. So he has a full Shiva afterwards, they do nothing. Nobody comes to visit him.
And the Shloshim starts from the first
no
day.
No one comes to visit him?
No. They don't have to. No, but they don't have to because they were yates already. The Shiva for their part from the first day Yom Tov from now. So the first day Yom Tov went by, they see you in Shul, they say, oh, we've heard the loss, whatever it is, for 7 days. So that's it. They did the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim.
But why don't we say that then Shemini Atzeres cancels because Shemini Atzeres comes in new Yom Tov?
But you never observe. You have to observe at least a little bit of Shiva, something. Something, yeah. Right, think about it. Omer Avin Hichel Yom Echel Ben Chag One for Sukkot VeChag and Sukkot VeShmini Shloshim Atzeres Hadikar Esiv Echad Yom is 27. So this is what we give. We'll count Atzeres as a 7 day Yom Tov. We'll count as, but not as another Yom Tov to cancel the Shloshim. Right. So you have 1 day before Sukkot. Right. So you have the Shemitah is canceled. Then you have Sukkot, which is what do you call it? Shemitah. Then you have Sukkot another 7 days. Then Shemitah another 7 days. 21. You only have 8 days left. Sukkot Seder is only 7 days left. And we don't allow Shemini Atzeres to completely cancel the Yom Tov, as I told you, because he didn't really keep Shloshim. Ravina, Ravina, Ikla, the Surah, but you also get the Surah, Amalei, Rav Chaviva, the Surah, the Parah, the Ravina. Amalei, we learned, Yom Echad, Lifin, Rosh Hashanah, Ve Rosh Hashanah, Arikana, about 14. Amalei, Anam, Estabra, Kedab, Gamul, I mean, I believe what you're saying is exactly what Gamul is saying, he's not saying anything new. Rashi. The day before Shavuot is also 7. The Sabbath, Kai Tanli, we look before the Amr, I feel a Yom Echad. I feel a Shoachas. Even 1 hour, 1 day is already considered Shiva. Command Amr, that's Tzedek is going to go. The Mishnah, Ein Koyrim. We don't tear Kriya. The Loi Chulzin, nor do you expose your shoulder, which we don't do today because Goyim will laugh at us. The Ein Mevarin, nor do you make that special meal. Elo kreiv of shal mace, only if you're a relative of the mace. The ain or we'll see more later if you're standing or there's a Talmud Chacham who passed away or you're standing there by next to the mace when he passed away. The ain mevadin el al mita zekufa, and you don't have the meal only on top of normal bed. You don't turn the bed over and have your meal. Rashi amit zekufa yeshu am nachne sit chulzin kaspei on their shoulders. Tomorrow's a long blot.
Oh, you should do it.
So please come on time, and I think Rashi will have to.